This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With resident hypocrites, Aria and Ian, and also Richie Rich tonight. You're welcome to join us, 603.
I love it when people give me activism advice who've never lifted a finger to do anything risky or do any civil disobedience whatsoever. I mean, I've been arrested more times than I can count now. I think it's at least 10.
I don't think it's
but
bad
I don't really
to,
know.
It's not bad to give suggestions or advice, but he was clearly just flat out wrong. What I was trying to say at the end of the segment was it's more hypocritical for you guys to have all these bail conditions and then to turn and be in favor of the state. Right?
No, yeah, we've never been in favor of the state.
Understood. That's
I don't want these restrictions, but the restrictions I'm under are better than being in a jail cell.
Right.
Which is why I've been saying, you know, freedom shouldn't be relative, but it's not now it is.
It's not being at liberty, which is the way the judge actually described what should be one's status if one is not like an imminent threat, you know, to other people. You're supposed to be, quote, at liberty prior to trial, and we are nowhere near that. It's not as delibertized as being in a jail cell. Well, but it's close.
You and I have almost the opposite conditions, right? I mean, you can more or less browse as you want because
I can browse the internet.
Yeah, your stuff is monitored.
For crypto,
right?
Buying, selling, trading kind of sites.
Whereas I'm on a whitelist and have almost no access to the internet.
Right.
But presumably that's because they're not monitoring my stuff. I don't know, and it's just sort of on a trust system. But I had to get like permission to use Nintendo Switch Online and stuff like that.
Which I'm so glad you did.
But I can come and go as I want, anywhere in the United States. Like, next month I'm going to Kentucky, and but you are on house arrest. You have internet freedom, but no physical freedom, whereas I have...
It's all totally arbitrary. Colleen, who is one of our co-defendants, the 60-plus-year-old grandmother, she, as I understand it, not that I've spoken with her, but I've heard these things, she is not even allowed to have a smartphone. She just put in a motion this week, actually, on Friday. She filed a motion through her attorney to lessen her bail restrictions because they forced her to have a flip phone. This is the woman who has, you know, almost no internet experience whatsoever. It's not like she's going to, like, hack into some website through her smartphone. But they told her she has to have a flip phone, and she can't drink at all. Because she admitted during her, interview with probation that she had at one time went to rehab for alcoholism back in, like, 15 years ago or something like that. So they told her, nope, you can't even have a glass of wine. So she's now
interesting.
Yeah.
That could probably be challenged as well. I know.
Well, she's trying to.
Okay.
But
I know
you can drink.
Yes.
Yeah.
File another motion.
I mean, I can smoke pot if I wanted to. I don't want to. And I mean, that's one of the reasons that it's not even marked off. It's like because I don't enjoy pot. But yeah, I'm allowed to drink and do whatever drugs I want. Presumably, I mean, there would be separate charges for me doing, you know, illegal drugs, but. It's not technically a violation of the bail restrictions in and of itself. Usually it is.
Yeah,
so it's very strange. But, I mean, it's all up to, as I understand it, you know, the supervisory officer about how they want to handle you. So it's all very weird and, yes, arbitrary. But, you know, I seem to have gotten relatively lucky in that regard, at least. I was allowed to have a smartphone pretty much as soon as I got released.
Mm-hmm. And so, you don't have tracking software on the phone, right?
Correct.
It's because you're not the criminal mastermind.
As far as I know. But anyway, I want to get into a story from Hawaii. You're actually from Hawaii, aren't you, Rich?
Let all those islands just, like, fall into the ocean.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
Man.
At all.
Is it because... Why? I've always heard of it, you know, characterized as a sort of tropical paradise.
Sure. Yeah. If you like... Okay, so here's the thing. If you like the weather, fantastic. Not many places better than that for, you know, the weather and the warmth and the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
But just especially now during the whole COVID lockdown, I don't want to be there. I have no reason to be there.
Yeah, I remember so years ago we had a caller. This is before I knew you. A caller when we had a station in, I think we were on in Maui. We had a station there. And one of the callers said, "This is the flowered curtain down here," referencing the Iron Curtain, but there they call it the flowered curtain, which I'd never heard before. And it's like, yeah, it's this beautiful paradise, but under the, you know, right underneath the surface is this horribly, like, totalitarian, terrible government.
Yep.
And they've proven that now with
COVID. They absolutely proven it. And but what I've said at the beginning of the lockdowns is, if you really wanted to isolate the virus, right, then super totalitarianism is the way to go. And
but it has to be absolute.
But it has to be absolute. And Hawaii is uniquely situated to have the capability of going that route and being absolute. And they started down that route, but then didn't make it absolute. Right? Like, the, you know, you still could come and go. You could still go between the islands and whatever.
See, so, it would have been a tremendous affront to personal freedom. But, yes, I agree. If it, we could have, in theory, stopped the virus by just locking everyone in their homes, whether they liked it or not.
I don't know
for
if I believe that, because people who were in their homes were still getting infected. And look, remember, I don't know if you were on the show, but there was, it was a Saturday show, so I don't think you'd have been on. Captain Kickass had a story about a military lockdown test, where they, like, the U.S. military had a facility with people that had volunteered or whatever to, you know, to be on this program, and they were, like, to the maximum military lockdown, all following all protocols, everything that comes, you know, any kind of, like, food thing that would be brought in from the outside had to be sanitized with, you
There's
know.
There's a problem right there. They're bringing in stuff from the outside.
Well, I'm just saying, they followed, you know, you're not going to be able to grow all the food, right, necessarily.
No, people would have been going hungry for those three-week periods.
Yeah, so
we're talking absolute full-level lockdown in order to have done this.
All of the things.
No imports, no exports.
They could have done to sanitize to the max, like every hour they're sanitizing the bathrooms. They're, you know, there's all kinds of protocols in place still.
Yeah.
Still, they had COVID come in.
But see, in the absolute lockdown, there wouldn't be food coming in. You would have to eat what it was in your house, and when you ran out of that, you just
You're
went hungry until the end of it. Well, no, you would have survived 3 weeks for the most people.
Or again, in Hawaii.
I'm saying it would have been a tremendous affront to personal freedom.
In Hawaii, because of the island nature of the state, right? As long as you don't let anyone out or let anyone in, if you do that long enough, the virus will circulate within the borders, but will never escape. Because it's not like it's going to get on the next plane or the next boat out, right, and travel that way. And it's not going to survive the 3,000-mile trip to wherever else it needs to get, you know, to land in other humans.
Well, Sweden is certainly no island, but that's sort of the approach that they took. But before that, I want to talk about Hawaii, because it's one of the country's most comprehensive mask mandates and a highly effective vaccine campaign. I didn't know anything about this. I tend to not pay much attention to Hawaii. Despite that, COVID-19 cases on the islands are climbing with a ferocity that's outstripping every other U.S. state.
Good.
On Thursday, Hawaii recorded 655 new cases, a record since the beginning of the pandemic. Test positivity rates surged to the highest in a year at 6.9%.
They were so smug in the beginning, too. Look, we've got the lowest rates. That's because we locked down everything. No, it's not coming. We got the lowest hospitals, the lowest deaths. Look how great our percentages is when we steal all the freedoms away from people.
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence that now they have some of the highest vaccination rates and some of the most stringent lockdowns, and yet they have the highest number of cases in the United States. The situation testifies to the Delta variant strength and ability to penetrate walls of protections, restrictions, and mandates.
By wall of protection, do you mean that little piece of paper you put over your face?
I think they mean mostly
the vaccine.
Is that
the wall of protection? Oh, okay.
But look, just look how they refer to restrictions and mandates. The Delta variant strength and ability to penetrate restrictions and mandates. Really? A government mandate can't stop a virus? Really? This is news to anyone?
We made it against the law to get the virus. Now
right?
We don't know what happened.
We told the virus it was breaking the law, and it just infected people anyway.
You should have printed the mandate and put that over your face. That would have stopped it.
Probably, yeah.
A cross with some holy water, perhaps, just right there.
Those vaccinated have been mostly spared severe infection and illness. For those who haven't, the risk is significant and growing. But that's pretty much it. Just 7-day average cases are up 107% in the last week. The steepest rides among the states, bringing lots of numbers in. It says at about 194 per 100,000, which is roughly in line with the national average. But again, it's the steepest climb that we've seen. And, you know, they have the third highest vaccination rate in the country.
It bears repeating that the vaccine doesn't stop the spread.
It clearly doesn't. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. And Freedom's Phoenix is your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines all in one place from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find all of that and more at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Now, we were just talking about Hawaii, which is one of the most heavily vaccinated states in the U.S. It's number third behind Massachusetts and Vermont. Our neighbors here in New Hampshire, unfortunately.
The core of freedom is like here and that's it, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised by that, but, I mean, Massachusetts and Vermont being what they are, I'm not surprised to find that they're the number one and number two states. But in other parts of the world, people have been playing it a little bit differently, like Sweden. Mm-hmm. They've been doing this differently from the very beginning. Initially, there was no lockdown whatsoever. I think they did lock down briefly, but it was a very scaled back one versus what even we here in New Hampshire saw, which was just basically bars and restaurants closed for, I think, a total of 3 weeks before they were open again.
Yeah, it wasn't very long here, and then the governor's order was weak.
It was weak. It allowed a whatever an individual deems to be essential exclusion to the stay-at-home order.
Yeah.
But you had to actually read it to know that that existed, because the media was acting like this was just every other lockdown out there.
Yeah, but I can imagine. Yeah. Look, the governor issues a stay-at-home order. Who doesn't read it? I mean, I realize that we're weird.
Most average people will not read it.
But the mask mandates, they're all toothless. But they were like, oh, Governor Sununu has implemented a mask mandate, but he really didn't.
Right.
He implemented a mask recommendation, maybe, but it wasn't an order.
Even that, though, because New Hampshire, like, if you look at the national media, New Hampshire was, like, up there for, like, one of the most locked down states, because the order had so much language in there that made it appear strong, but he left in, like, the free state exemption, right? Like, if you have a medical exemption, you don't have to follow these orders, and no one can question you about your exemption.
Also, New Hampshire is the only state to actually be returning the fines to business owners. There were about $10,000 in fines that were issued to 8 different business owners. So not a whole lot of crackdown, but
they should have never been fined in the first place.
They never should have been, but it's the only state to have authorized this. Sure. And by the way, Sununu doesn't get any credit for it because he's spoke out against returning the fines. Like, well, this is against law and order. But he basically had to sign the budget, and so therefore he had to do it.
I'm not giving him credit for that, but I will give him credit for building in that exemption that basically nullified any of the rest of the order.
If you bothered to read it.
If
certainly.
You bothered to read it, yeah.
But, you know, he did, at the same time, he did put His Excellency Governor Sununu at the top.
Sure.
So, I mean, the man was on a power trip, but he also knew that he could only push so far in the state of New Hampshire before people got upset.
But every place I went in New Hampshire for, you know, the vast majority of 2020 and until they lifted the order several months ago, they go, sir, mask. And I go, exemption. And then that was it. Like, there was, you know, they were not allowed to question that. I just went, I have an exemption. And they went, right this way, sir.
Yep.
And the only reason I was allowed to do that, allegedly, was because it was built into the order.
Well, it has to be built into the order, as I understand it. There has to be a medical exemption in any of these things because there are legitimate medical reasons for people not to, you know, cover their faces, which is going to be interesting when the mask mandates come back, because all of the retail workers, all of the restaurant workers out there, all of the bar, all the baristas at Starbucks, none of them want to see a return of the masks. And it's not necessarily because they want to be maskless. It's because they don't want to go back to having to deal with customers who don't want to wear masks. And, you know, there's countless examples of this. I saw an article yesterday that was about this topic. I don't have it with me now, but they interviewed 10 different people from retail and, you know, food workers, convenience stores, that kind of thing. And it's like, how do you feel about all this? And the decision was unanimous. We don't want this because we don't want to have to enforce it. And that's always been the issue I've had with it, is that you can't turn your average gas station worker, your average fast food worker, into law enforcement, and that's exactly what
they
meant.
Some of them loved it. I mean, some of these people were just itching to be able to tell you what to do, the little tyrants that never got to become a cop.
And those people were in Hawaii when I was there.
But they were here in New Hampshire as well. Yeah. I worked with some of them, and it was appalling to see how they would handle it. Like, telling old men they would have to wait outside
yelling at children.
In the rain and stuff like that, yelling at children. It's just, What is wrong with you? Where did your humanity go?
My regular job, you know, that I get paid for, it's basically just me in the office. And people would come up to the office and be like, do I have to wear the mask? Mike, you do whatever you want. Right? If you don't want to wear the mask, just come in here. We can talk. You know, if you want to wear the mask, do whatever you want. I am not going to tell you what to do. If you don't want to wear the mask, I am unconcerned.
And unfortunately, from everything I can see, the mask mandates are going to be back within maybe a month, maybe two.
This Delta strain is scary.
Well, scary? The Delta strain wasn't scary enough, so now there's the Delta Plus strain.
Really? That they're peddling. Disney Plusing this thing now?
They are, man. There is a Delta Plus strain of this now, and they're like, oh, we don't know.
Is this the doomsday one?
I don't know. We never got into the actual strain that was supposed to be the doomsday strain, but you know. Let's just go all out and get this over with. Give us the deadliest, most infectious strain of this crap so we can just get it over with, please.
It's the Ebola strain.
That's all we ever had to do was let this thing run its course and get it over with.
But people will die while it's running
its course. People have died anyway.
One life is just too much.
Well, how about the 12,000 killed as a side effect of the vaccines then? If one is too many, what about the people who killed themselves because of the lockdowns?
It's for the greater good.
That's the argument, certainly.
That is the greater good.
But the greater good would have been to allow the virus to run its course so that, you know, humanity developed an immunity to this novel coronavirus, as it has, you know, done for the last 250,000 years. Every time a new virus originated, it ran its course and humanity, you know, survive.
That's your greater good, but other people's greater goods might be different. Like, the greater good for a politician means aggregating more power to themselves and being able to tax more and control more and get you to be more obedient. That feels good for them.
That's their own good, though.
Yes, that's right. You're describing what would be your greater good, and they have what's their greater good.
But only one person gets to choose. Yeah, only one person gets to choose the greater good for everybody, and they're in charge.
That's the issue I have with government in general.
Governor Sununu's greater good is the greater good for all of New Hampshire.
Except it's not. But I prefer the Sweden approach insofar as, you know, what I know about it. I don't know everything about what Sweden actually did. However, I do know that for the last several weeks, I mean, I think the article is probably now 2 weeks old or something like that. But at one time they were reporting no new cases. I mean, here's this Delta strain that's just allegedly, if you believe the media, is just wrecking the world. I don't see it.
Well, they're saying there's no deaths or hovering around zero COVID deaths per day. This is a story from RT where Sweden's chief epidemiologist is arguing more data is needed about the strain, meaning the Delta strain's infectiousness. Sweden right now is mask-free. Anders Tegnell said recently there was a lot we don't know about Delta and cautioned against drawing far-reaching conclusions about the coronavirus strain. Imagine that, a chief medical officer who's saying, hey, we should be cautious before we make any kinds of crazy decisions.
Well, the thing with Sweden, too, is their numbers went up and down like every place else, even though they were on a different track. So every time their numbers went up, it was like, because they're not masked and because they're not locking down.
I think Tom Woods did an extensive video on this covering masked areas versus non-masked areas.
And couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, there was no difference.
Right.
We're going to get more into Sweden, 603-283-6160. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate continuing to work through the weekend on a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. The bipartisan measure cleared a procedural hurdle yesterday, with 18 Republican senators joining Democrats to advance the bill. South Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer is a fan of the bill, which will provide funding for roads, bridges, broadband, internet, and other public works projects.
The fact of the matter is the American public, including the vast majority of Republicans, are very supportive of this. Everybody from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable to my local convenience stores and labor unions support this bill. We need roads and bridges. We're falling behind our competitors, particularly China, with regard to transportation infrastructure. It is what moves goods and services around the world.
Protests against COVID lockdowns continuing in France for the fourth consecutive weekend. USA Radio News. A Chicago police officer is dead and another is hospitalized in critical condition following a shooting on the city's south side. It happened as the officers were conducting a traffic stop Saturday night. A 29-year-old female officer was shot to death and a male officer rushed to a University of Chicago medical center in critical condition. Two suspects were arrested, with one of them also suffering from gunshot wounds. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan is issuing a dire warning to Americans.
The American Embassy in Kabul is urging Americans in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. The embassy issued the security alert on Saturday, telling U.S. citizens still in the country to leave on commercial flights if they can, because help from the embassy may be extremely limited. The warning comes a day after Taliban fighters captured a provincial capital in the south of the country in their latest offensive on Afghan cities. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to it, just click Getting Started at the top of the page. There's a number of short videos there. It'll just take a couple of minutes of your time to teach you the basics of this world-changing, life-changing technology. But if you already know the basics of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com still has something for you. You can find all the news and headlines that's relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com, all on a sleek and easy-to-use modern website. Again, that's Bitcoin.com, the best place to go for cryptocurrency, just in general. But let's go to the phones. We've got Harrison listening on WGOW in Chattanooga. Harrison, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, if I may have the liberty to back up a few breaks ago when you all were talking about being in jail.
Yes, sir.
The best I can come up with is a message sent. And I have been scratching my head trying to figure out why the law and all the law came in and busted you in the way that they did, the way it was carried out, and all I can think of is just to send a message. I was going to see what you all thought about that. If they told y'all why they handled it the way they did, or...
No, they don't speak about those sorts of things, I suspect.
Because they victimized little old ladies who were just trying to buy some Bitcoin and got scammed. And for
well,
that...
It's really unclear, right? No matter how one looks at the federal indictment, which is publicly available for anyone who wants to see it, there is nothing in there that suggests any amount of violence from any of these six people involved. And I don't know how it was everywhere else. I know I have a general idea of what it was like here, but it was a war zone here from what I've heard. And it wasn't nearly that bad.
War zone would suggest that there was actually a war being fought, which
okay,
would mean
fair
that
point.
The other side was fighting back and no one fired a shot. There was no, you know, standoff with any weapons or anything like that. They were not in danger at any moment during their raid.
Yeah, but nothing in the indictment suggests any sort of violence on any of the people involved. I mean, certainly not me, but they still held me at gunpoint, and it's unclear mm-hmm. why they did any of that instead of just showing up and knocking on the door and being like, hey, yeah, we have this warrant here.
Now, if you ask Mark, he would suggest that all of that was a scare tactic because the more important thing that they're going after is getting Free Talk Live, this radio program, off the air.
Well, they failed at that. So if that was the message they were attempting to send, the message failed.
Well, that's exactly what I'm getting at, and Aria, you might have hit on it. When they take us out like that around here, in other words, big actions, big force, Bearcat, you know, busting doors down and such, usually, it's me and a biker gang, outlaw biker gang, or I'm gang banging or something like that, and you folks don't strike me like that, and it just seems kind of strange to me for them to come in and treat you that way. So all I could figure out was they must be trying to send the message.
That's a possibility. It's also possible that they are just scared generally. I mean, they're frightened of what could happen to them. And if you do wake somebody up at 6 in the morning by smashing in their windows and making a huge clatter, there is a greater chance that someone might respond in a potentially violent manner.
I would say that would be justified.
But that's just creating the situation.
That's right.
That sort of thing. If you show up at someone's door at a reasonable hour and knock and you're the FBI and you're like, hey, we have this warrant, there's almost no chance of it leading to any sort of violence whatsoever.
Are you Ian Freeman? You have been served.
Right.
Like, that's it.
No. I leave my house multiple times every single day. You know?
Harrison, thank you so much for the call tonight.
They could have come to, like, Social Sundays and rounded us all up in, you know, one fell swoop.
I don't know what the reason behind it was.
Chilling effect. It
didn't work. I mean, I'll admit that, you know, the night of my release, I was relatively okay, but it was the next night where I was, like, legitimately terrified, traumatized, I would even use that word, just terrified that it was going to happen again. That lasted all of a day.
Maybe for you, but how many people would convert, would do activism, would go to protests, and now don't want to because they don't want that to happen to them?
Mm-hmm.
What? I mean, those
you
people
can't
are
measure
saying,
it, but
hey,
they're there.
Look, if you're going to get into activism and if you plan on actually having an effect, because if you're just running a libertarian campaign anywhere in the country, no one cares. It doesn't matter. You're never going to win. But if you actually do, you know, migrate to this place, you gather together with a significant number of people who actually, you know, are having an effect, who actually are, you know, having an effect on the status quo, and that's going to make them scared of losing the status quo, and so they are likely to violently lash out at those people to
Certainly.
Teach you a lesson that you can't just try to change things without being pushed back against.
Well, the whole point of libertarian activism is to use words, to use the ideas of liberty to basically fight the state in the arena of public opinion. Anyone who is effective in that is going to have the state come down on them.
Yes. Unfortunately. I mean,
that's just how...
And the state is going to come down violently with tanks at 6 o'clock in the morning through your window.
Because they can.
Right. And all I'm saying is how many people want to sign up for that?
Well, they don't have to, right? They just have to see that it happen and go, you know what? Maybe those libertarians have a point.
Maybe.
Maybe the federal government has gotten too big if that's how they respond to peaceful activism.
Well, and that's how I used to pitch it when I used to have these discussions with, like, non-libertarians. They go like, well, they'll just come down and nuke you.
I go, well, yes, that's the problem.
Yeah. And I go like, is that really the government that you're advocating for? Like, that's really what you want out of your government? Like, well, didn't you're okay Biden, living under that system?
Didn't Biden recently say something about nuking American citizens?
He absolutely did.
I mean, I never saw that clip, so I don't know exactly what he said.
It was basically an anti-gun thing, right? Like, we want to keep our AR-15s because you fight the government with those. Like, we got, like, nukes and F-15s. Like, you have no chance against a government with, like, planes and nukes.
Well, he's not wrong. I mean, the government has drones and flying drones and, you know, robotic drones on the ground. And
right. So just turn in your guns. You don't stand a chance.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the farmers in Vietnam stood a chance.
That would be the counterpoint.
But a lot of that was because the U.S. government, it's been fighting these wars with one hand tied behind its back. These are just sparring matches. Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan, they're just sparring matches for the U.S. government. They wanted to actually win these wars. They could easily do it in just a few hours. Just drop a bunch of nukes.
Yeah.
Right? But they don't want to actually win the war. They're just keeping the military prepared for the inevitable World War III, which with one of the other two major superpowers.
And that's part of it, because the backlash from just nuking all of Afghanistan, right, would probably be severe from those two other major powers.
Yes.
It's like, now you go like, oh, okay, you're going to do this again. Now you really need to be stopped.
Look, if you're going to go up against the federal government, which is the largest, most invasive, one of the most violent governments on the planet, then you should expect some pushback. You should expect that if they feel threatened by your efforts, even though you're completely peaceful, that they're going to cook up false charges. They're going to put in, you know, informants in your midst. They're going to do all kinds of underhanded, dirty tactics to try to make you look bad and possibly put you in a prison cell for the rest of your life, if not just, you know, set your house on fire and murder you. So I'm grateful they didn't set the house on fire.
I'm grateful my cats did not get hurt, yeah. Certainly. Yeah. I mean, apparently they left the doors open, but my cats, you know, they were terrified by the experience that they were just
hiding
somewhere when I got home. Eventually they came out, but I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
And if we're talking about comparative freedom, you're much more free not doing any of that and just living your life under the little bit of pressure of the state.
But it's getting worse.
You're right, but you're not getting snuffed out yet.
Yeah, but are you going to be able to tell your kids you did nothing?
No.
When the time comes?
I'm not saying. I'm just suggesting that is a perception that could be had. If you go like, if you fight the state, you're going to end up in jail. And you go, well, I'll just take the limited freedom that I have then and not be in jail.
I mean, I guess that's a valid approach for cowards.
Sure.
But I'm not a coward.
I
don't intend to play one, so... My approach is, you know, do what I can to wither the state so that we can actually be free. To have absolute freedom. To have actual liberty instead of relative freedom, which is what we have now, and which is what I'm enjoying now instead of being in jail where I would be significantly less free.
Right, you're doing what you can. That doesn't mean you have to jump on a grenade like the last caller a few callers ago was suggesting.
Excellent way to put it. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about Sweden. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and I want you to imagine a world where a public health official says there's a lot we don't know about this Delta strain, so let's not make any rash decisions.
Sounds like a weak European country to me. This is America.
It sounds like some bizarre fan fiction that someone wrote a long time ago about how great the government could be if only it was wise and considerate, and you know, all of the things that people believe government to be.
Sounds like a status ideal of what government is, because a lot of what I hear from those people is, well, the government has these intentions,
right,
and it's just done poorly.
I can't even imagine what it must be like living in Sweden, where you have a public health official, from what I understand, you know, the head of the health, whatever it is they have there, saying, oh, look, and let's everyone relax. We don't really know what's going on here. Let's wait and see. Let's gather some information first before we make a decision. Like, let's just lock down the entire country.
No, the uncertainty of that would just leads to public chaos.
And we saw that.
What's going on?
We've seen that repeatedly during presidential elections, where the worst thing any of these presidential candidates can do is admit that they don't know something. It doesn't matter if their answer is 100% wrong or if the answer they give has absolutely nothing to do with the question. God forbid one of them stand there and say, "What is Aleppo?" Because the public just cannot handle. It's like, how did he not know what Aleppo is? Well,
they didn't know either.
No, they didn't know either. But they're like, well, he's running for office. Donald Trump didn't know what Aleppo was either. Neither did Joe Biden. Gary Johnson was the one who asked that. And instead of, you know, pontificating for, you know, 4.5 minutes about the drug war or whatever one of the other politicians would have said, Gary Johnson gave an honest answer, which was basically, I don't know.
You mean you're going to be in charge of foreign policy and you don't know this city?
Yeah, and you don't know every little thing. But they don't realistically expect people to know every little thing. They just want you to allow them to operate under the delusion that you do. You can't just say, I don't know. You have to just spin off an answer that has nothing to do with the question.
Because the vast majority of the public values certainty over honesty.
Yes. And, but that,
even if it's a lie.
Even if, well, because they know that it's a lie.
We know there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Yes. But that doesn't appear to be the case in Sweden, where their latest health official is saying, look, let's step back. Now, they don't have mask mandates in Sweden.
Nope.
They didn't really lock down to any significant degree.
They're all going to be dead in 2 weeks, and it's not going to matter then. Sweden, well, just erase it from the map.
Well, their COVID deaths, they were at zero per day. I don't know what they're at now. I don't know how old this article is.
This story is from RT, published July 31st.
Okay, so it's about a week old at this point. A week ago, I think that's about when they hit the zero deaths per day milestone.
This is an interview regarding Anders Tegnell, who is the chief epidemiologist. He noted that the Delta variant has been circulating in Sweden for quite some time, with little effect, particularly in high-risk settings such as nursing homes.
So now it's the Swedish flu.
His comments were made...
But it's been having no effect in Sweden.
Right, and maybe, I mean, I'm just going to speculate here, maybe that's because they never really had much of a mask requirement or lockdown, and so therefore people have a natural immunity that got built up, which from what I, you know, from my understanding is, should make you more immune, even though the government goons are saying that's not true with COVID. If you've got a natural immunity.
If it's true of the vaccine, then it's going to be true of the natural immunity.
Well, and right? Without the mask mandate and the lockdowns, you're talking about a culture of people that had the ability to go outside, get fresh air, and exercise mm-hmm. on a regular basis.
Oh, so they're healthier,
so
probably.
They should be generally healthier based on that alone.
His comments were made in response to data from the CDC suggesting the Delta strain is more transmissible and could potentially cause more severe illness. The New York Times and other media outlets ran stories reporting the CDC now believes the Delta variant is contagious as chickenpox. But the comparison didn't seem to impress Tegnell. He said, quote, "It's difficult to say how contagious Delta is, as when it comes to chickenpox, we've been able to follow the disease for several years. The infectivity of Delta seems to be very uneven. In some cases, one person infects 100 people. Then we have other occasions when an infected person doesn't infect anyone at all," unquote. In separate marks, he pointed to the fact that one-third of the country's municipalities reported zero new COVID cases. So not just
wow.
deaths, but zero cases over the past week. But at the same time, there
was zero cases throughout the entire week.
Yeah,
that is a success story if I have ever heard one.
That's so one-third of the municipalities.
I'm going to put on my conspiracy hat for a moment and say, like, are those government numbers?
And don't, yes, they municipalities.
Don't they have an incentive to report that anyway?
Fair point.
Like, look how good we're doing.
At the same
zero.
Time, there was an uptick in cases among young people in Stockholm and other larger cities. While U.S. health authorities are pressing Americans in high transmission areas to mask up, Sweden dropped its last remaining mask recommendation relating to public transport on July 1st. While their public health agency has supported measures such as social distancing and remote working, it has no recommendations for the use of face coverings in public spaces.
So it sounds like within a month of dropping all of their remaining recommendations, they were reporting no new cases in a third of their municipalities, or what was it, whatever words you used, and no new deaths, at least as of a few weeks ago.
There's a few more numbers here of interest. Reviled by the media for refusing to impose harsh lockdowns, Sweden's less draconian approach to the health crisis appears to be paying off. The Scandinavian nation has recorded a total of 8 COVID-linked deaths so far this month. That's for the month of July, so like the entire month, basically, of July.
Before we get too deeply into the numbers, let's talk about that Sweden was reviled by the media for not having a harsher lockdown.
Of course.
Wouldn't you expect the media in a free society to just observe what was happening and then, you know,
rather than have an opinion about
yes,
it?
Yes, and say, hey, look.
In a free society, yes.
This seems to be working better in Sweden than it is in the United Kingdom. Maybe your government should follow Sweden's role instead of criticizing Sweden and condemning them and saying, oh, look, they're doing such a terrible job.
That's what an independent journalist would do. They would try to stay neutral in representing a particular story. But the news media is owned top, you know, yeah, to bottom, lock, stock, and barrel by people who are completely obedient to the authoritarian state and arguably are working hand in hand to, help it rise.
Which, again, much like the Alex Jones topic from earlier, it's important to separate the facts from, like, the media commentary, right? Because the facts are whatever the numbers are being reported, right? The commentary is, look how terrible this is for whatever reason they're giving.
Well, I mean, this data has been available going back at least several months. I don't remember how long ago it was, but I remember discussing a story where it outright compared five counties in California to five counties in Florida, their COVID-19 rates, their death rates, and the numbers were almost level. California's were a little bit worse in every regard. I mean, more cases, more deaths, more hospitalizations. But the way the two states handled these things could not have been more dissimilar, where Florida was relatively free and open and California was among the strictest lockdowns in the United States.
And from the beginning, I've always said, like, even if that, since that is the case, and even if it wasn't the case, err in the favor of freedom.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Let people make their own decisions. That way, if they get sick, you made that choice. Like, you knew what you were getting into. And if the statistics bear out that it had no effect, well, then they didn't lock down and, you know, destroy an economy unnecessarily for some, you know, fear of something bad happening.
Daily hospitalizations have also hovered near zero in the month of July. On most days during July, the country saw between zero and two COVID cases requiring hospital treatment. At the same time,
that's throughout the entire country
of Sweden. Mm-hmm. At the same time, daily cases have fallen sharply since April. So that's your story.
Well, kudos to Sweden for that. I really wish the United States had taken that sensible, rational approach to what was basically just a cold.
10 million, by the way. 10 million is the population of Sweden.
I was wondering that as well. Thanks. What state is that comparable to? Do you know? Off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head.
Off the top of my head, no. Yep. But New Hampshire has 1.4 million.
Okay, so it's significantly bigger than New Hampshire, at least. New Hampshire, I would have guessed about 10 million for New Hampshire, but I don't know.
So, way off.
I don't know. A million people, 10 million people, realistically, I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah. Massachusetts, 7 million.
Okay, so it's a decent-sized country,
yeah,
at the very least. And a success story that the rest of the world should be following, but meanwhile, you're not hearing about it because the media is too busy bending over backwards to condemn them for how they handled it.
How dare you not do everything that every other country did, because now you are different and you're getting better results, and that makes us all look like we've been lying.
And the moment they have a death or two, it will be blamed on this policy.
Yeah, but look at what's happening in the United States with Hawaii, as we were just talking about, with its high vaccination rates and its strict mask mandates, and it's the highest rates of COVID-19 transmission in the United States.
Media controls public opinion. They will spin it however they want, and people will feed into it.
Eventually, I would like people to just get past that, and as you said, just look at the actual facts. But I don't know how far we are from that. How far away do you think it is before people actually wake up and take a look at the data? It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.